We want to call your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
All right.
We're going to talk on just a little subject here. 10 principles, 10 preaching principles.
All right.
From 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
All right.
Yeah. Want to look at that for the next a few sessions.
All right. The
verse reads as thus: For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Yes, sir.
Now this, as it pertains to preaching and preaching preparation, is a verse that I continuously come back to.
Right.
Because this verse is the foundation of all true preaching.
That's right.
And teaching.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In the church.
Yeah.
In the church. The central philosophy of Christ-centered preaching has become so rare.
All right.
As we listen to preachers on the air, on social media, and in many of our churches, Christ-centered preaching has become so rare. Many pulpits, that it's easy to forget this simple truth.
All right.
Preaching is about Jesus. There's nothing in the Bible that does not point to Christ.
Amen.
From Genesis to Revelation, every book, every chapter, every verse, and every line points to Christ. He's there. Even the worst event that men commit in the Bible points to the fact that there's a perfect man. Points to the opposite. The darkness points to the light. Everything in Christianity is Christ. Everything is Christ. Whatever life a Christian seeks can only be found to a genuine Christian. Whatever he's seeking can only be found in Christ. There's a twofold purpose on Sunday morning. Two things. And that is to call unbelievers to follow Jesus. And to call believers to follow Jesus more faithfully. That's it. That's all of it. That's the only job of the pulpit. To call unbelievers to follow Jesus. And to call believers to follow Jesus more faithfully. To put it plainly, there is no other goal of preaching and teaching. Now here's a statement from a preacher that took issue with me saying, this statement is what I said, and some of you may have seen it because it was public. Amen. A pastor's job is not telling people how to get rich or how to avoid your haters or 4 points on how to be a big dog, 5 points on how to be a bad cat. His job is to tell you again and again, follow Jesus. There's no chance in getting lost. You follow me, you're going to get lost sooner or later. It's going to be some disappointment. that you're going to find in me. Amen. Don't lift me up. Make me God. You're going to be in trouble, especially when you get in trouble. But if you follow Jesus, you can follow him with a microscope. And you're never going to find anything wrong in Jesus. I used to tell people sometimes, I say, you know, all you need to do is this. All you need to do is that. 4 steps to this, 4 steps to that. That's all you need to do. And God convicted me one day. And said, your life is not their life. Their life is not your life. The path is not the same. But what you need to tell them is, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. So in me making that response, this guy objected. Now, this is what he said. He said, so I am definitely agreeing to first and foremost teach following Christ. I was just saying that if you are teaching the Bible, a lot of it won't mention Christ. But all the lessons align with each other, and they don't detract from following Christ. Well, no, you don't. You didn't hear what I was saying. It's not first and foremost follow Jesus. And then after you follow Jesus, there's some other stuff. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Jesus is all the world to me. My life. My hope. My all. So I asked him this question. Well, what are you trying to teach that Christ is not the example of? Just give me an example of what you're talking about. He never would answer that question. Christ is all of it. Here's what I'm telling you as I hopefully get to one or two of these principles and we'll finish later. But here's my thesis. Faithful preaching must be Christ-centered, cross-focused, spiritually empowered, marked by humility, clarity, intentionality, rejecting worldly wisdom and self-exhortation in order to proclaim the sufficiency of the gospel for both salvation and sanctification. The same gospel that saved you is the same one that sanctified you. Jesus put it this way. Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, take up your cross and follow me. And follow me. I just came from California on last Saturday. I was there teaching a seminar conference. And I taught on the subject of a gospel church. And you know that's one of the 18 articles of faith. A gospel church. And a gospel church is defined as a covenant people in faith and fellowship of the gospel. That's how the article reads. Of the gospel. That everything we are is born of the gospel. And so that defines us. What defines us? The gospel. Christ died. Rose again. Coming back again. That defines us. That ought to be what the deacons in the deacon devotion or in the devotion, however you have it, that ought to be the central focus of the devotion, the central focus of the singing, the central focus of the preaching. Every aspect of the church is about the gospel. So your preaching ought to be number one here. Christ-centered preaching. The core of all messages should be Jesus Christ. Not personal opinion. Not worldly wisdom. Amen. That there's a place for that in the fellowship hall. In maybe your classrooms. Some practical things that you can learn how to do this, how to do that. That's great. But that's not the purpose. That's not the central focus of the pulpit. Of the pulpit. Listen to Philippians 3, 10 and 11. That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. Being made conformable unto his death. By any means. By any means. I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. You know, a fella asked me this Saturday when I was taking questions. He asked me, why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to suffer? Well, one reason is because Christ suffered. And if I'm going to follow Christ, I follow him in the fellowship of his suffering. Of his suffering. See, the problem that all of us have, all of us have, is that we don't know him well enough. I'm talking about the best preacher. The most knowledgeable in the faith has this problem. They don't know him well enough. Every last one of us. Every last one of us. And here's the truth. Every virtue, every change, every ounce of maturity that you and I have discovered, I'm talking about eternal, worthwhile maturity, is discovered in Christ. Nowhere else. Amen. And we know because we got some stuff that's not like Christ. Know it. We got some stuff that's not like that. We pray, Lord, I sure wish I could overcome this. But it's there. It's there. One preacher said, I got it from Adam. It's there. Christ is the example of the four aspects of life. It's him. Matthew said that Jesus is the greatest leader. Mark said that Jesus is the greatest servant. Luke said Jesus is the greatest man. And John said that Jesus is the greatest son. All of us who are the sons of God, we follow Christ. We follow Christ. Bless your heart.